Greetings. Welcome to the magical journey of Chrissy Marie. I am your host, Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. Happy Thursday. Happy day of expansion. Happy Jupiter. I hope you're feeling amazing today. So, I know it's been a while since I touched down and tapped in. I just had a message for you today. So today, I woke up early this morning. It was absolutely beautiful. It's a little cold, but the sun is out there. I took my mother to an appointment today, and everything went absolutely amazing. And I went to work out, had an amazing workout, and I was just feeling so good, so tapped in, just loving myself, loving life, loving the beautiful place I'm at. I'm still on that celebration timeline. So when I came home, I grabbed a little something to eat, and I went on a social media platform, and they were talking about something that was just so negative and repetitive, and I had to catch myself. I was like, you know what? I feel absolutely amazing. I'm on the celebration timeline. Why am I choosing to tune into a conversation that is very low vibrational? If you are a student of the Law of Assumption and you've been following me and supporting me over the years, I always talk about this. We have free will to choose what we tune into. And a lot of times, and I've been here before, where I've woken up, felt good, did my inner devotional, which is where I affirm myself, affirm my day, speak life over myself, speak life over those that I love and I care about. And then before I know it, I get on my phone or go to a social media or have a conversation. And before you know it, my vibration and my energy drops. And I'm so happy that I caught myself. And I was like, oh, no. I'm not choosing this today. I'm choosing the celebration timeline. I feel absolutely amazing. I feel good. I feel tapped in. Life is amazing. Everybody in my circle is showing up with love, peace, joy, and support. So yeah, I had to get out of that timeline. I said, oh, no, my baby. I have to choose something else. No, I feel good. And that's the thing I also want to talk about. You know, a lot of times when things are not going well, we tend to fixate on those things. However, but when things are going good, it seems like a lot of people are afraid to say, hey, I'm happy. I feel good. I feel blessed. I feel loved. I feel supported. I feel seen. I feel affirmed. And if you feel that way, speak about that, talk about that, feel about that, see that, and you will get more of it. So again, that's my message today. This is not going to be a super long podcast, but I just wanted to come on and just share that. Choose what timeline you want to exist on. As I've stated several times over the years, there's millions and millions and billions of timelines, and we all, we have free will to choose what we want to think about, what we want to feel, what we want to experience. Life is not happening to us. Life is responding to us. So we have to choose what we want to experience. And nothing is random. There are no coincidences, in my opinion. It's all about what you are focusing on. Like the great, great Reverend Ike said, what are you fascinated with? What are you fascinated about? What are you talking about? What are you thinking about? And a lot of times people wonder why their life is going the way it is going. Because you are choosing the pain timeline, the struggle timeline, the depression timeline, the sadness timeline. And you better believe it. The more you focus on it, the more you talk about it, the more you're going to get it. And I've spoken to several people in my circle, and I said, you know what? Going forward into 2024, the timeline that I'm on is the celebration timeline. And I recently did a podcast on it. And if you're interested how I feel about that, well, check out my last podcast. But yes, that is the timeline that I'm on. I have a lot to celebrate. I'm healthy, mentally, physically, spiritually. I'm loved. I'm supported. The people in my life are amazing to me. And those that are not in the frequency and on that timeline, they're vibrating out of my reality. And this is not about spiritually bypassing. This is not about saying, you know, life is perfect. It's not about that. But again, it's about what are you consciously choosing? What are you talking about? What are you thinking about? What are you feeling about yourself? How do you feel about your reality? How do you feel about the people that show up in your reality? This is what I say. Everybody show up in my reality lovingly, peaceful, happy, joyful, and supporting me. That's how I see the people show up in my reality. And that's how life treats me. Life loves me. Life supports me. Life is always affirming me. Life is always taking care of me like a newborn baby. That's how I feel. And today when I was working out and loving on my body and affirming my body in the gym, I was just so appreciative to the sun that was shining over me, the beautiful crisp air on my skin. I loved how I look in my clothes. I love the smile on my face, how beautiful my locks are. And matter of fact, I'm about to go get my hair done. And I love my loctician. She is absolutely amazing, high vibrational, and her hands are blessed. Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm marinating about. I'm marinating on how I'm loved by my friends, how I'm loved by my beloveds. Yes, that is what I'm thinking about. And I'm generating that love within myself. Love for my entire being, for my entire existence. Yes, yes, that's what I'm musing on today. And again, today is day of Jupiter, day of expansion. And whatever you think about, you're going to expand on. See, I'm expanding on celebration because I'm still in that timeline. I'm expanding on love. I'm expanding on beauty. I'm expanding on the festivities of this time of the year. We're going into a new calendar year. And I claim for 2024, it's going to be full of love, joy, peace, happiness, abundance, prosperity, joy, and fun, and laughter, and cosmic orgasms. Yes, I'm going to be around beautiful, amazing people. Yes, that is the timeline that I'm on. And again, I've stated this before, we're moving in a cycle where a lot of people are becoming awake. A lot of people are coming online on their ancient powers and technologies, and things are manifesting faster. Our thoughts are manifesting faster. Our feelings are manifesting faster. Our words are manifesting faster. So it is extremely important for you to decide how you want to experience your life. And that's why I said, I'm choosing the celebration timeline. And anything that's not in alignment with that, I'm getting the fuck on down. Pardon my French. No, 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 no. I'm going to manifest greatness, power, joy, love, peace, and harmony. And anything that doesn't support that, I'm rejecting it. And I'm moving on the other side, on the other timeline. Okay, so again, this wasn't a long podcast, but I just wanted to come on and let y'all know how easy it is to shift from health, wealth, prosperity, success, love, joy, peace, and harmony, and celebration to the pain body, the sadness and depression and madness. No, 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 no. I'm consciously choosing the timeline that I'm selecting, okay? So, ashe to that. You already know I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.